MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Dulce Sloan.
Trying to get out of the Trump trial. Jordan Klepper is at the courthouse, and John Leguizamo will tell politicians how to round up Latinos. Oh, but not like that. No, not like that. But first, let's get right into our ongoing coverage of America's most tremendously wanted.
The whole thing is a scam.
Get into Trump's trial, let's be clear about which trial this is. Is it the classified documents trial? No. The January 6th trial? No. The Georgia Rico trial? No. The sexual assault defamation trial? No. The real estate trial? No. It's the porn money hush love sex music trial. This dude treats criminal charges like Pokemon. He's trying to catch them all. Now, to be clear, Trump is not on trial for sleeping with the porn star or paying her hush money. He's on trial because he allegedly falsified business documents to cover up the hush money, which could be construed as an unreported campaign expense. This is the most complicated plot a porn star has ever been involved in. Two days they've been trying to pick jurors, and so far they've chosen six, but it's been a lot harder than they expected.
The first batch of 96 potential jurors was whittled down to just about a third by the end of Monday. This morning, several more were dismissed, one because she had a scheduling conflict, another wasn't feeling well.
A juror had a wedding to get to.
Another individual said that they're concerned about their dog and was promptly dismissed because, like the other 65 million American households that own dogs, frankly, it's of course going to be at somebody's forefront of the mind.
So wait, people who think about their dogs too much get dismissed? A jury with no white people? How is that fair to Trump? Just have them bring the dogs to court. I see you bringing them damn dogs to every restaurant I go to anyway. Never stopped you before. Now, it's hard finding enough jurors who have the time to serve, but the real challenge is finding jurors who have never said anything bad about Trump.
Part of the day was spent examining prospective jurors' old social media posts about Trump while the former president looked on. One juror was dismissed for having posted, "Lock him up," and another for sharing an AI video in which Trump appeared to say, "I'm dumb as f-." Trump seemed to scowl at a 2016 meme showing photos of him and Barack Obama with the caption, "I don't think this is what they meant by orange is the new black."
Damn! Yo! This court is roasting Donald Trump! I thought this was a courthouse, not a high school cafeteria. He's got to be thinking, I thought my dick was on trial, not my self-esteem.
Wouldn't it be funny if this is the first time Trump thought, like, if Trump just found out people think he's orange?
He's like, Hold on. You're telling me my skin is not a natural color? You're telling me your sheets don't look like fruit by the foot? Crazy. But if you think the jurors were trying to get out of this trial, that's nothing compared to the excuses Trump was coming up with.
Speaking outside the courtroom yesterday, Trump criticized the judge overseeing the case for not ruling on his request to pause the trial next month so he can attend his son's high school graduation ceremony.
It looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial.
Trump returned to the issue later in the day, writing on Truth Social, "Who will explain for me, to my wonderful son Barron, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony?"
You want someone to explain to your son, for you, why you can't be at his graduation? Pick me, 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 pick me. Listen, no problem, no problem, no, no problem. I will do it. Hi, Barron. It's your Auntie Dulce. Bad news, Bubba. Daddy can't come to your graduation because he banged a porn star. Now, there was one person who actually wanted to be at Trump's trial for some reason. The person who wanted to be there was Jordan Klepper.
Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial started yesterday. But a few days before that, he had a message to his followers.
72 hours until all hell breaks loose.
That kind of rhetoric is really incendiary and dangerous.
So I went down to the New York County Criminal Court to witness the carnage for myself. Donald Trump said all hell is going to break loose. Are you going to go apeshit today?
I'm not going to go apeshit today.
Are you ready to go apeshit today?
I want to see how it plays out, but okay.
You're gonna slow walk the ape shit.
Right, slow walk it.
Trump supporters are calm, peaceful protesters.
Yes. They would never rush into a federal building and try to disrupt proceedings.
Donald Trump would never advocate for that.
Outside of that January 6th thing. Is today the January 6th of April 15th?
No.
No.
What January? I was there January 6th.
Yes.
I was there.
Where were you? Inside the rotunda? Are you in the office? Were you holding a podium? Where were you?
It was breached before we even got there. Because
is that why you're here early today, just to make sure you get that first wave?
Well, I have done pretty. Go back and watch America's Most Wanted. I made a grand appearance there when somebody said we got what we deserve.
God bless, I'll set my TiVo. Do you think the crowd will remain peaceful here?
I do.
Aren't you letting him down, not coming with your A-game? Where are your horns?
I brought my A-game.
You brought a scarf. You brought needlepoint.
They're handmade, man.
You guys picked a QAnon shaman yet?
QAnon shaman?
Yeah, is there like a voodoo boogaloo somewhere?
That guy is so articulate and so smart.
You're talking about the guy with the horns?
Yes.
Right.
He could smell shit coming a mile away.
Is that why the QAnon shaman is so good at smelling shit? Because he was in the same room where someone was actually defecating inside the Capitol?
Probably.
Well, there was more press than there were MAGA supporters. I did run into one January 6th B-list star, Rudy Giuliani's son.
Yeah, I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th as well. I was with President Trump.
Sure.
I remember him talking about peacefully protesting.
Some people were talking about peaceful protests. Some people also on January 6th were talking about trial by combat.
Let's have trial by combat!
You know anybody who was talking about that?
Oh, you know, look, I would say that peaceful protest is the most important thing.
No trial by combat today.
First Amendment.
No trial by combat.
Do you guys even care what's going on inside the courtroom or no?
Of course I care about what's going on in the courtroom. So let's establish some baseline facts about the trial. Do you think Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels?
Oh, hell no.
You don't think that
happened? No, he was with Melania. Who the hell?
He's just always been a one-woman man.
Listen, he probably hasn't been, but women have thrown themselves at Trump for the almighty dollar, all those hoes.
They had 3.5 years to go after Trump for all these stupid trials. Why are they waiting until right now?
Is it possible they're waiting until right now because Trump consistently delayed the trials?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
While Trump complains about liberal bias, it seemed the most qualified jurors were outside the courthouse.
This is a pro-Trump rally. Tick-tock.
You think you can be an unbiased juror?
Of course I can.
Do you have any feelings or opinions about how Mr. Trump is being treated in this case?
I absolutely do.
You do? What
yes,
are those
I
feelings?
No, I have feelings that if you commit a crime, then you should go to trial.
Great.
That's it.
So you support this trial?
No, because it's not a trial.
Oh, well then I'm sorry, there's no room for you on this jury.
But apparently it was the venue itself that presented the most bias.
Trump cannot get a fair trial in a 90-plus percent Democrat city like New York City.
Where can Trump get a fair trial?
In the Midwest, in Ohio, in Florida.
He's on trial in Florida. He's on trial in Georgia. Will you accept the results of those trials?
No.
So the MAGA sphere is ready for accountability, just not anywhere on this planet.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great opinions, but I'm not the only one. Studies show that other people also have opinions. So here with another installment of In My Opinion is our good friend, John Leguizamo.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? I'm John Leguizamo, and I'm back, and I'm more fired up than ever. That's right, because this election season, everybody wants the coveted Latino vote. And a lot of you may not know this, but I'm Latino. Woo! Oh, yo, I'm glad I got that off my chest. Oh. Now, so 36 million Latinos will be eligible to vote this November. We are the fastest growing population in America. That's right, fastest growing. You know what that means? We be f***ing. We be f***ing. To the side, to the top. I'm sorry, Dulce. It says our vote is so crucial, Abuelo Joe is working overtime.
The Biden campaign is spending $30 million. That's on top of $25 million they have spent on Spanish, Spanglish, and English ads that targeted Latino voters.
He met with a group of Latino voters at a Mexican restaurant.
Well, you know, I need you. I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help.
Oh, Biden, you need me badly right here, right now. But we're married men. It wouldn't be right. Ow. But yo, I gotta say, I'm impressed. Biden is dropping over $50 million on us, people. Oh my, come on. The last time a white man spent that much money on Latinos, Ben Affleck was buying an engagement ring. J to the low. So if Biden is spending millions to get the Latino vote, I wonder what Trump's doing to keep up.
The Trump campaign, they've really just sort of recycled a campaign ad from 2020. Yo voy a votar por Donald Trump.
What the hell was that? Why does he like his, he danced like he's jerking off an invisible salsa band? I mean, clearly Trump isn't making any effort to get Latino voters or making it a priority. But the thing that hurts me the most is that his lazy ass strategy is actually working.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll shows former President Trump gaining ground among Latino voters.
The preference among Latino voters, I think it's at 46%.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, 40%. Joe Biden.
Excuse me for a second, please. Coño, triple hijueputa. Me la madre. Super panty. Malparido. I'm sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. It looks like the Democrats are in trouble. And you might be thinking, how is this possible? Donald Trump is winning Latinos? Build the wall, Donald Trump? Mass deportations, Donald Trump? Guy who thinks Daddy Yankee is a baseball player, Donald Trump? But the truth is, in 2024, Latino voters have something else on their minds.
The number one issue for Latino voters is inflation and the economy, like it is for so many voters.
54% of Latinos ranked inflation and the rising cost of living as one of their top three issues. And that outranks even health care, crime, immigration.
That's right. For Latinos, this election is all about inflation. And that makes sense. Inflation is bad right now. They're going to have to change the name of the game show to The Price is F***ing What Now? And if your top concern is high prices, I get why you might lean Trump. People associate him with lower prices, even though he sells $400 sneakers that look like my cousin Papo's teeth. The problem is, when it comes to fixing inflation, this Gucci frito-looking motherfucker ain't got shit.
If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
Is your answer to getting inflation down drill, drill, drill? Independent oil?
Well, among other things, it's drill, drill, drill.
What
yeah,
else?
It's drill, drill, drill.
What's your answer
there
to getting inflation
down? There is no else. You have to get the oil.
Well, you heard it here first, me brothers. Trump's one and only plan to fix inflation is to drill for oil. But guess what? President Biden's already drilling more oil than anyone in history. More than Trump ever did when he was president. Now, you know, maybe Trump has discovered some new special drilling technique that no one else knows about. Maybe he drills the oil really hard for 30 seconds and then makes it sign a NDA. Just saying. But otherwise, drilling for oil clearly ain't the answer, okay? Except Trump told us himself he doesn't have any other answers. In fact, Trump's plan to slap extreme tariffs on China will make inflation much, much worse. Yeah, Trump wants to pick another fight with China. Probably just jealous because they actually built their wall. So you really believe Trump can fix inflation? Look, I'm here to tell you, hell madre f***ing nah. Well, here's what you can count on, though. No matter what Trump says about inflation, he doesn't like us and he doesn't want us here. And you know how I know? Because he stopped deep-throating burgers long enough to admit it out loud.
The New York Times reports that he made some comments about immigration. He said, quote, "Why can't we allow people to come in from nice countries, you know, like Denmark and Switzerland?"
Donald, stop beating around the bush. We want nice people, Swiss people, ski instructors, Wes Anderson fans. Just say white people. And yeah, of course, Trump likes countries where everyone looks like Ivanka. But I've got bad news for you, Donald. They don't want to f*** you either. So So to my fellow Latinas y Latinos, I know you think Trump is your guy on inflation, but let's be smart about it, okay? Because if Joe Biden wants to win, he really does need us badly. But when you consider the alternative, we may need him too, because if Trump wins, the only happy Latinos will be the salsa band he's jerking off.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please welcome Mayan Lopez!
Oh my God!
Hey girl, hi!
Hey baby!
Hello! Now, just to start, because this did recently air.
Yes.
Now, for you, those of you who don't know, not to brag, but we've both been guest judges on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes!
And I did have to bring this up because I am a daughter of the House of Colby. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But what was the experience like? How was Mother?
Mother was everything you want her to be.
Yes!
And more. You know, I always joke that now I'm working with my father so that I could work with Mother. Is that is like what? So
true,
now,
true.
No, it was really one of the best days of my like life. I joke that only the birth of my first child is going to beat that day for me, because that show has just meant so much to me, and the strength of drag queens, and to be a part of that community and to support them like they've always supported me and the platform that they need right now in that community. So
to be able to be an ally for that, absolutely. Well, and it's kind of the same thing for me, because people ask me, like, you know, with everything you have going on, like, what's the thing that kind of pushes you? And RuPaul at the end of every episode says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love
somebody else? Yes.
And there are moments where I'm just like, do I love me?
Yeah, do I love me?
Because I definitely love this man, but do I love me?
And I was like, I think I could love him and me, or is that gaslighting myself? Like, if I just, you know.
Don't worry, he will gaslight for you, sis.
Yes.
Do not worry, because if men do anything, they lie. So.
Yes. Yep.
So.
And I have had made my dad lie to me part of my career. So there we go.
So let's get into that.
Yeah. It's a joke, guy. We have fun.
She got a whole TV show about her daddy. Y'all need to relax.
No. Hey. Because
I don't know a lot of people do not know this, because not only do you star in Lopez versus Lopez, you are the co-creator, writer, and executive producer. What's it like establishing your own voice in comedy with the hit network sitcom?
It's incredibly special to me. I think, you know, even having John just right here, being a Latina on a network television show, and to be able to represent telling stories that are personal to me, but also personal to my community, and to be able to have fun and really do what I've always wanted to do. I've studied at Second City doing improv and sketch, and to find my own voice and also do it with my dad, who I've always looked up to, and we're able to work together in this way and to make people laugh and see themselves through our relationship and to help heal people is all I wanted to do. I've always wanted to make my pain, put it into art, and make people view that way. So,
amazing. So, Lopez versus Lopez is the only Latino-centered sitcom on TV right now?
Yes.
How? How?
Yes.
Does that feel like a lot of pressure to have to represent the community?
Yes and no. I feel like I am so proud that our show has been being a success, but also at the same time, it's sad that we're the only one. But I hope that us being able to keep pushing and having the fans that we do push other shows to come before us. There are great and wonderful shows that have been canceled, like Gordita Chronicles and other shows that...
One Day at a Time.
In One Day at a Time, yeah. Absolutely. With Love on Amazon. Like, there's so many. And Primo. And there's so many more. And we are so much of the population. And yeah. As John was saying, and we should be able to push and be able to tell our stories.
So, that's absolutely right.
So I hope to be able to do that. And also I like to think that our show is for everyone. We're just a family that happens to be Latino. And, you know, we try to put the fun in dysfunction, as I like to say.
Well, I mean, that's amazing because, like, there is one episode, now, not to be controversial.
Yes.
But, you know, language is a huge part of any culture's identity. Mm-hmm. And there is an episode where you reveal to everyone that you don't speak Spanish.
Yes.
How was that received by the community and people? Because I know that was probably, like, a huge, huge problem.
It was, because that's an example of how I've taken something that I've experienced in my life and put it into the show. Because really, if you don't speak Spanish within the community, it takes, they're like, you're not Latina enough. Or, you know, I've gotten that you don't represent us. And language is only a part of it. Yes, is it, I have Duolingo Premium. Am I trying? Yes. And, but it doesn't take away from my identity of being a proud Latina. And so to be able to have that episode out there, and saying those things, I've gotten people saying thank you because I've been able to point to the screen and show my family this is what I'm feeling. And that episode in particular is something that's very specific within the community. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad that we were able to do that. So
I'm excited.
Very great. Yeah.
I can tell you, as someone who's not a Latina, but I do speak Spanish.
Oh.
Duolingo's trash, girl. Duolingo is trash.
Oh, gosh.
You just got to go to outside. Literally go to a carniceria, meet a nice man, buy some meat. You'll learn all the Spanish
you need.
He will propose to you, but you will get some free meat. So that's all I'm saying.
See, I think I've gotten proposals, but I just don't know what they're saying. So.
Don't worry. They always got a girlfriend and a wife somewhere. So, don't say yes until he starts giving you, meat that's, $15 a pound. Then you're going to really go, you know what? He is a nice man, so...
You're right.
Now, your father gives you the space to create and make the show on your own, right? But, you've been open about the pressure that comes with being a number two. How do you manage the pressure on being, a personal level and then playing a version of yourself on TV?
Well, I call my character Schmayan. Mm. I call her sitcom Mayan because if not, it just gets really confusing. Because there have been sometimes when we're filming and they're like, Mayan, you read that line very angry. And I'm like, oh, that was me saying it and not the character. But playing someone that is a version of myself, it's hard to not personalize or bring it into work. I have to protect myself. But I think having to do that is also something that's so beautiful about what we do on the show is because it's authentic and it's personal. Like sometimes there are real conversations that my dad and I are having and that we've never had in real life, but yet we're having it in a live studio audience. And so really, it's like art imitates life, but also life also inspires the art of everything.
I mean, that makes sense.
It can get really confusing and the lines can get crossed. But now that we're in our second season, we're able to have more fun, but I was definitely growing and learning through myself, and it was also very therapeutic and also being able to put your art out there at the same time.
So it was therapeutic to be able to have conversations that you couldn't have in real life to have on the show.
Yes.
How do you keep that divided?
I have my therapist and my favorites on my phone.
Okay.
No, I think there's a lot of acceptance that has had to go through. My dad and I, our relationship has grown a lot. But, a sitcom doesn't solve everything. And we're able to just continue to go forward. You know, it's like we bicker, you know, or it's like a father and a daughter. Like, how would you be doing a sitcom with your parent? You know, it's like always. Yeah, exactly. Right.
No.
No, but we have like we have such an incredible cast, and I feel like we're also making up for lost time. It's really wonderful, and to be able to tell the stories that we're able to tell, and we're just having fun. Like this season, the episodes that are airing, we have 10 incredible episodes. We're just even having Cheech and Chong, and to so to be able to have these Latino like legends onto the show also is amplifying the platform and being able to do what we do and having just an incredible supportive cast.
Well, that's amazing. I do have one final question for you. Clap.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Now, be honest. If you had your druthers and you were able to recast your daddy, who would it be? Is it like a John Leguizamo, a Pedro Pascal?
Oh.
Like, who would you... If, God forbid, you were given the choice to recast that man, who'd you pick?
Oh, that is a good question.
I know, girl.
At
we
first,
got
I
all...
thought in life or in TV. I was like, because they're both the same person. It's like, gosh, you know, I would have to say, you know, why not? Like, I'd say, I was thinking John, actually like John Leguizamo. But you know what? Pedro Pascal and I have the same birthday. So I'd be like, I know, isn't that like a great fun fact? Thank you, famous birthdays. But it's like, but
that
so
would
I'm just
be
like, Papa.
You could have a Papi and me birthday
yes.
cake.
Yes.
That is amazing. Yes. Thank you so much for Miami.
Thank you.
New episodes of Lopez versus Lopez air Tuesday on NBC, and you can stream episodes on Peacock and Netflix. Maya Lopez! We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our show for tonight, so here it is, our moment of zen.
It's got to be so boring, right? I mean, the president's got to sit there. He can't say a word. Can't look at a phone, right? He's got to sit there for hours.
Eric.
Eric. He's going to give me the silent treatment.
Yeah.
That's what happens
yeah,
in the whole
yeah,
thing.
That's what defendants do.
I'll say hi, Eric, and he'll just keep walking.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.